If Krishna is supreme, why does he sanction things? Why can't he control our mind so that we don't suffer or do bad karma? Actually, this is the very meaning of free will. Free will means that there has to be the capacity to choose. And why is free will necessary? Free will is necessary for the experience of love. If a boy places a gun at a girl's head and says, "Love me or I'll kill you," it's not love. So, there is freedom which Krishna gives us. Now, we do not have absolute freedom. We do have finite freedom. And the amount of freedom that we have depends also on the past karma that we've done. So, based on our past karma, we get certain resources. And those resources we can use properly or can use improperly. Say, for example, by past karma, some person becomes an ordinary citizen in the country. By past karma, some person becomes the head of state of a country. Now, so, relatively speaking, the power, the scope of control that ordinary citizen has may be less more than what the head of state has. But how they use it is up to each of them. So now, if somebody who by their past good karma has got a lot of influence and they abuse it, then they can cause a lot of harm. Now, they are allowed to do that because by their past karma, they have become entitled to that level of power. So we all have free will, and along with the free, our free will is never taken away from us. But by our choices, the kind of actions that we do, we are, the scope of our free will is sometimes increased and sometimes decreased. So when Krishna gives us free will, the purpose is so that we can ultimately direct it towards Him. And we can learn to love Him. And it is in loving Him that we will find lasting happiness. Without free will, we will just be destined to live like robots. Sometimes parents, when the children don't obey them, or children do something which is troublesome, the parents may get irritated. But how many parents would want to replace their child with a robot? You know, I'll get a robot. I will perfectly do whatever I want them to do. But where would we love out there? So there is consciousness, there is free will. And free will means that there has to be some scope for misusing the free will. So Krishna, he gives us free will and he gives us influence of how much we can, to what extent we can use that free will based on our karma. So that's that. God is all good, but a part of his goodness is also that he has given us free will. Sometimes people ask, how can there be evil in this world if God is good? Or why would God make people who were inclined to evil if God is all good? Actually, it's not that people are inclined to evil. It is rather that this world is itself a place where we have multiple options. And based on our past conditionings, based on our present culture, we are prompted towards certain choices. We always have free will, but certain choices become easier. And some choices become more difficult based on our conditioning and our culture. So some people, they misuse their free will. That is simply the way the opportunity, that misuse of free will is a possible consequence of the very presence of free will. But the presence of free will is for the reciprocation of love. And Krishna, if he had removed the free will, then we would be robots. Krishna gives the free will and he gives us the knowledge of how to use the free will. There are wisdom traditions all over the world. God has himself revealed himself through different traditions at different times. And he is there as the voice of conscience in everyone. And through it all, he gives guidance. And thus, we have the opportunity to use our free will properly. The more we use it properly, the more the habit of using properly becomes better. Becomes ingrained. So it is not that Krishna is responsible for the misuse of our free will. Krishna has given that facility so that we can use it properly and we can we can become happy by that. Now, I was in Melbourne last year, and a person asked a question. In this world, if God wants us to do good, why are there so many bad things? Why are the bad options so many and the right options so few? So I explained, that's how it always is in any multiple choice exam. Isn't it? That's how it always is. So we discuss, in any multiple choice exam, there will be 5 options, 4 wrong, 1 right. So like that, actually speaking, in this world, there are this possibility for misuse of free will. But if we use the free will properly, there is happiness. And that use of free will properly is possible only when there is the reality of free will. And that's how the happiness can be experienced. So Krishna sanctions some people to misuse their free will because they have done the karma in the past by which they have that much power right now. But if they misuse their free will now, they will get the consequences of that in future. So if